with Mitch.
Hey there, Mitch. Oh. Sorry. I'm sorry. Did I come in the middle of a question?
Just one question. I'll be quick.
Yeah, sure. What's that?
When I come up on this list on Google, mm-hmm. and if it's not too website-based, then when they click it, does it still take them to my website?
Absolutely, 100%, because
Okay.
So the website definitely helps with everything and ensuring that you have great placement, and there's quite a few different working pieces that go into this. So what you currently have on the site, and by the way, the site looks amazing, is on-site optimization through keywords and things like that. You're welcome. I'm going to tell you this, Mitch. I look at websites all day, and a lot of them don't look like that. Okay.
Well, can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
My wife is the marketing regional for, so she's the regional lead for Maker's Mark, and she does that.
Beautiful.
So she sat down with me, and we spent about a week pulling late nights. Where she wasn't doing Maker's Mark stuff, she was helping me build out my website. So mm-hmm. It's lucky who you marry.
It's lucky who you marry. My husband would say the same thing. That's a good smart man.
So in that breath, this business is me trying to gain my rightful status as breadwinner back. So,
you love her. Yes, it's beautiful. Listen, no matter how the relationship goes, you know, God put us together, husband and wife, for a reason. You know, he gave us certain qualities, he gave you certain qualities. There's no breadwinner in my eyes. I understand what you're saying, though. I get it.
Oh, I know. We compete with each other.
You know what's funny is my husband actually
works for this. We're both competitive.
Exactly. My husband actually works for this company just like I do. And one of the higher ups said to him, they said, "You're a beast. You're doing so great." And he was like, "Thanks. I'm just trying to keep up with Amy."
See, that's exactly it.
He's exactly like, "I'm just right. trying to keep up with my wife." You know what I mean? So I can
see that we have that banter too. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun, right? It's fun because at the end of the day, while it's still a little bit competitive, and we enjoy that because it keeps our edge sharp, right? But at the same time, you know, there's nobody else in the world that has your back more and really is super concerned about how successful you truly are, right?
True, she didn't even charge me, correct.
Yeah, well, that's a good woman right there. You know what I mean? She'd probably have you work it off in other ways. She might need her Christmas lights hung, or you know, there's other things that she needs
done. Oh, yeah, that definitely happens.
Yeah.
Got a good honey-do list.
Yes. It's super important to have that honey-do list, 100%. So, Mitch, I'm going over everything here, and I've looked multiple times, and I don't see a Google business profile for Greenlight Independent Roof Inspection. Did you get it verified already? Have the PIN code sent out to you?
No, I don't think so. I have an Angie's, which
okay.
is
perfect.
What? Home
okay.
Advisor?
Mm-hmm. It is.
But that's it currently.
Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do, the very first thing when you say yes, the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to have client onboarding. And what client onboarding does is client onboarding is going to verify information. They're not going to go into the website or anything like that. We love independent websites that look great and have a lot of SEO on them because it saves us a step, which is actually going to waive your setup fee for you. So normally the setup fee is $299. Right. We're going to waive that for you so you get a deal with us as well as your wife. You know what I mean?
That is excellent. I love to hear that.
Yeah. And then we're going to go ahead and drop the monthly investment rate down from $599 to just $249. And that's month to month. There's no contract. We do ask that you verbally commit to stick the program out a minimum of 2 months so it can all come to full fruition. Timeline for first page placement within our company as a Google Premier partner takes us 30 to 45 days for maximum placement. You do see activity quicker a lot of times, but for maximum placement, we want to make sure that we have enough time to get everything completely situated. So the first thing that happens is we have the client onboarding appointment, Mitch, and during client onboarding, what they're going to do is verify keywords, service radius, and get the verification code sent out to you directly from Google. So So what happens, in order to be listed as the top option on the first page of Google in the local mapping section, the first thing that has to happen is Google has to send the PIN code out to you in the physical mail. It comes out to, probably to your home office. You're probably working out of a home office, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can keep the physical address hidden on Google. It does not have to show your physical address. It can show only city, state, and zip code. And once you get that PIN code...
Well, that's better than Angie already.
Yeah, you don't have to show that information. Angie's full of crap, too, because they don't have to show your personal information like that. They do that to quite a few of you guys. And Angie just irritates me, not because they're our competitor, because they're apples or oranges, but because they pretty much they lie to you guys. You know what I mean? And it's just not, it's not, I'm not cool with that, personally.
Hey, show me the dirt.
Well, there's a class action lawsuit against them for the way they practice business. The FTC is actually suing them, so I don't even need to tell you the dirt. You
can, is there really?
Yeah, a proper Google search will let you know, you know? So,
well, then
yeah,
I will do such.
Yeah. I don't even have to badmouth them. It's just not cool because what they do is this, Mitch. I'll just lay it out for you like this, okay? It's very, very
time.
Simple.
Go ahead.
They purchase a position for their company name for Angie's List, for Home Advisor, Angie Pro, Angie's Leads, whatever they're calling themselves this day, okay? They used to be known as Service Magic. They've been around forever, right? But what they do is they purchase the listing in the ads because they're not allowed to list in the local map. They're not allowed to list in Google Guaranteed mm-hmm. section. They're not allowed to list in these spots. They list only in that they purchase the ads. They list top 25 contractors or top 25 inspectors or top 25 landscaping companies or whatever category it is that they've gone ahead and purchased for. And then they capture the lead and then they resell it to you and five or six of your competitors. There's nothing exclusive about it. Everybody pays. One guy gets the job. And I just feel like it's a racket. I mean, obviously, they're still making a lot of money on it, or they wouldn't still be around. And people wouldn't still be getting services from them. I'm not saying that it can't and doesn't work. Sure. It's just not the way that I choose to practice business. It's not the way that I choose to work. I prefer to work on a more individual basis, and I want to promote your company as a top recommended option as opposed to have you come in for a month and then cancel. That's why I explain everything on the front end. Look, we need a minimum of 2 months. It's going to come to full fruition, mm-hmm. but you got to give us time to program it in. Unlike Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, other Porch.com, House.com, these different pay-per-lead services, we aren't promoting our company to the first page of Google. We're programming your company in through Offsite, which takes approximately 4 to 6 weeks for you to start seeing maximum results. Okay?
Gotcha.
What you're doing on the back end of the site.
And that's almost lead generation in itself.
Right. It really is. And what you're doing on the back end of the site is going to be very, very successful for you in the organic listing in about 6 to 9 months. Okay? You can achieve first page placement.
What's the difference between...
organic section. So the way the first page
yes.
looks is like this. You do a search for inspections, inspector, roof inspector, home inspector, any type of your keyword. Very tippy top of the page. First thing you're going to see, if it's applicable in that area, is Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead service that is directly, solely, only from Google. It is, their attempt to trump all of their pay-per-lead services, lead exclusivity, quite a few things, okay? So those are going to be the first few listings that you see if it's applicable in that area. It's not available in every area to every category. Very first thing is Google Guaranteed. Directly below that, you'll see between 3 and 4 listings of Google Ads, which is where you're going to see probably like your house.com, your Home Advisor. A lot of independent companies can also, we sell ad spend as well. If you wanted ads, we could program you in for ads. They're a little more pricey than the program that I'm offering you right now.
Yeah.
But they're there, okay? So then there's the ads. Below that is the local map. Google Local Map is only for Google Local Map providers. So you have to be specific to that area in order to be listed there anywhere within 50 miles. Below that is the ones that look like paragraphs. That's known as the Google organic section, which is where you will eventually show up if the only thing you ever do for your company is optimization on your website, what you're currently doing. If that's the only thing you ever do, you can achieve first page placement within about 6 to 9 months in that paragraph section down there, which is a very lucrative spot as well, What we want to do is we want to couple your listing. We want to list you in the local map on Google, and we want to correlate that directly with retargeting through Facebook ads. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. Very lucrative, very inexpensive way to target and to get your business name out there and give you that leg up. Okay?
Gotcha.
We also go ahead and include full programming for over 60 online destinations. We build out business profiles for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. There's a whole boodly bunch of them. These are the top 60 that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done. So it doesn't, it's not that people are going to Hot Frog and they're looking for a roof inspector, okay, which they might. I mean, you get those couple guys, you know what I'm saying? But what this does is these are the top 60 tried and true by Google. These are the top 60 destinations that Google indexes in that millisecond from the time that you do the search on your end to the time that it produces the results. Google calls that a micro moment, okay? Gotcha. And when you're listed with these top 60, it pushes you further up the listing. Obviously, we're going to help with reputation management. You have 5-star reviews that are listed on your website, but we want those to correlate directly with the Google listing as well. We want to make sure that we help with reputation management in every single way. More positive reviews is going to push you further up the page. We have quite a few tools in order to help with that. You get a downloadable app that's going to help you to track the physical phone calls as they're coming in. In addition to that, Mitch, we also go ahead and include a client dashboard. Client dashboard allows you to log on anytime, day or night, to track the success of the package, upload new photos, change content, run promotions. Plus, you get me. I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact, so I'm always available to you Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central Standard Time. You're going to get quite a bit of things that's going to be all-inclusive in order to push your company and that beautiful website up where it deserves to be on that first page of services.
Gotcha.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? Let me earn your business?
You're in sales like me.
Well, yeah.
Always ask for the sale.
Yeah, you have to. Come on now.
Yeah, it sounds good. It does sound like an investment. But, I mean, my only concern is this is kind of like the slow season. So, not a lot of work going on right now anyway. So I don't know if it's smart to start now, if I would even gain much traction in the slow period, if it might turn into, you know, 8 to 12 weeks because of just how slow it is and nobody's really searching. Or, you know, if I should put it off or spring when roof starts booming and everybody's searching. Should I get ahead of the ball? Is it beneficial, you think, or should we post-note it?
I think ahead of the ball is a great way to go, and let me tell you, there's a few reasons why. A, your pricing is locked in. It's never going to rotate or go up if you lock it in before the end of year. All marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end-of-year business taxes. Anything you lock in for this year is going to roll over for every other month to follow. Say in 6 months that we jack these prices up, you're never going to see that $599 price tag. You're locked in at the $249 for the duration of our relationship. That's A, number one. B, anything that you sign on for this year is going to be 100% tax write-off on your taxes. But even more importantly, you have a few options available to you, Mitch. Say we go ahead and we get this going for you, and then you call me up, you know, mid-January, you call me up the beginning of February, and you say, Amy, you know what, I need to save this $249. I need to put this towards other bills. I'd like to pause my campaign. You can pause your campaign. You don't lose your listings, and you don't pay while it's paused. If the winter is especially rough for you and you're not seeing any search results, then you have the ability to pause the campaign without losing anything, and we don't search for anybody outside of you in order to promote. We literally just pause the campaign. It's called a seasonal hold. We have companies that do it all the time
in
to see crazy
thing.
Weather. The rate never goes up. You're locked in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I like it. You sold me. It's easy to sell a salesman, by the way, because we appreciate a good pitch.
Yeah, so. Well, and the reason I'm so good at my pitch, Mitch, is because, you know what, I pride myself on the honesty of it. I lay out all the bells and whistles. It's like if I told you all this and then I was like, hey, Mitch, by the way, you know, it's going to leave you with the impression that it's going to happen overnight. Like, that's not cool. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. But what I can tell you is there's a number of searches in a even a 50-mile radius of you, 1,214 searches done in the last 30 days between Google and Facebook. Now, while those numbers are obviously going to skyrocket in the spring, that's still not a bad number of searches if you're capitalizing on even 1% of that, which means about 12 phone calls in the first 30 to 45 days.
Exactly. 1% would pay for itself.
Even 1% would more than pay for itself.
And I like,
right?
Oh yeah, and I like what you're saying too, because I've been very successful in sales for 6 years now, and doing this by myself, this business of Greenlight, the only reason I've been able to get to this and start that is just because I'm honest with people, and that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the if you viewed the
integrity
website,
behind
which the things
it.
You have.
Yep.
That's my whole sell is, look, I'm honest. I'm not going to sell you a roof.
Nope.
I'm not going to push you.
Exactly.
I'm just here to tell you this is what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you should have done. I won't do it, but you have the knowledge now. Unbiased.
And I can maybe help you find somebody. You know what I mean? But I'm the same way. Like, this is the how and the why of it, you know? And I think that this is going to be a great fit for you. That website's phenomenal. It deserves to be front and center. Your wife shot that out of the park, man. She really did.
I tell her you said so.
Yeah, she shot that out of the park. And I'm going to tell you, this is what I say, Mitch. I don't ever tell people you have a terrible website. Well, I mean, I've said it a couple of times in 7 years. But I don't like to lose that, obviously. You know what I mean? It's after I built a rapport with them. And you know, like, if I thought your website was terrible at this point in the conversation, I feel like you and I have made it far enough that I would be able to say, listen, Mitch. You know what I mean? But what I tell them... What I tell them is, you know... your website looks great. I mean, it's okay, but we have this website that's going to get, we have this website over here that I'm going to include for free. That's going to get you better results.
Oh man, that's funny.
You know, I don't
womp,
like,
womp.
Yeah, I don't like to put them down, but if they're listening, they kind of pick up what I'm putting down, like, okay. But there's reasons, like Wix sites. Wix sites are incompatible. They're terrible. Like, if you have a Wix site, I just tell them off the bat, like, it's terrible. Wix sites are incompatible for Google. Like, don't leave with a Wix site. Like, let's kick it off. You know what I mean? Let me help you.
Oh my God, you're gonna laugh. I created the first round of my own website myself with Wix, and then I gave it to my wife, and she looked at it once, and she goes, no, we're going to Squarespace. And
yes, I love her. I love her. We're probably very similar, Mitch, me and your wife. I love her.
She says,
I love her.
Her quote was, I can't even figure out how Wix wants me to format things. This is stupid.
Yeah. It's because they're not, it's not compatible with Google. There's a reason it's free. You see what I'm saying? There's a reason.
Yep, you get what you pay for.
There, that's that. So, Mitch, what is your last name?
Motu, Moutoux.
Moutoux?
Yeah, X like xylophone. Weird.
Got
French.
It. Yep. My sister-in-law's last name is Arsenault, so I get that. And one of my friend's last names is Legu, and it's with an X at the end. It's French Canadian. So, you're not gonna believe it.
Cool one.
Her first name is Lulu. Lulu Legu.
Oh my God, she should have went into acting.
She works for this company
That's
too.
Crazy.
She works for us. So she calls people and says, my name's Lulu Legu. And it kicks off a whole conversation.
That's one of the funniest names I've heard. I like that.
Yeah, it is legit. It's like legitimately like her real name. Like, it's not a stage name. It's not a phone name. Like, it is
Lulu
her name.
Legoo.
Lulu Legu.
It's like a book character. Dang.
I have an email address here.
Lulu's cousin.
Right? Greenlightroofinspection @gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay, perfect. I'm sending everything over in writing. I'm going to be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. What are your hours of operation?
Weekends are completely open.
Okay. Okay.
And then it goes, availability is Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5 o'clock basically till dark. So that's kind of seasonal. But I guess
when do you want the phone calls?
Nine.
This when do you want the phone calls? Is what the hours of operation are. If you're taking phone calls anytime, you can schedule according to what's best for your company.
The phone calls can come in at any time.
Okay, so we're gonna put that down as 24/7, and then you just schedule those calls when you want. Okay.
Gotcha.
What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Currently don't have anything set up because my LLC came through last week. I'm still kind of looking into that. So I need to do a little more research.
Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of really quick, inexpensive tips. Obviously, cash is king. You're going to take cash and probably check for the beginning. But if you set up a business PayPal, they take 1.8 or 1.9%, and you can advertise that you take all major credit card and integrate it into the website.
Okay, so and that's not weird or shady. A lot of people are doing that.
Everybody, we do it. We advertise that, and that's a service that we offer. Mm-hmm. It's not shady or weird at all.
And when I open up my bank account, it's attached to the LLC. I can just use that to attach to the PayPal business account.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I'll do then. Thank you for the insight.
Absolutely, no worries. It's a very, very inexpensive way because everyone's like, how do I take credit card? You know, because like you could have anywhere from 3.4%, you know, of transactions. And when you're talking in the hundreds and thousands, like that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like who would want to pay that? You or the consumer? So there's just lots of different ways. This is the most inexpensive way, and it is the best way that we have found to be able to go ahead and offer it to our clients. So when we're building a site out for our clients, we have them sign up for PayPal business, and then we're able to advertise that they take all major credit cards, you know, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover, as well as the QR code to actually pay through PayPal, which is a more secure way to pay. It makes people feel more comfortable. Everyone's heard of PayPal, right?
Yes, exactly.
We're going to offer you call tracking with a downloadable app and a call tracking phone number, Mitch. I do recommend that you take advantage of it. It's going to eliminate spam and robocalls. It's all inclusive with the package, nothing additional for it. It will require for you to put that phone number onto the website. What it's going to do is eliminate all the junk calls. It's going to sift through them, especially the press one dialers, because it's going to give your business a very professional greeting. Thank you for calling Greenlight Independent Home Inspection. For current clients, press one. For new clients, press two. To speak with Mitch, press three. Something along those lines is completely customizable, but I strongly recommend that you take advantage of it as it is included with the package, and they'll be going over that during client onboarding. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. I currently have Google Voice with a number that they gave me. Is that pretty easy to just get rid of? And you do recommend this one over that?
Yes. Yes and yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
And this is a Google call tracking number that we're giving you.
Voice anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, because the Google Voice is kind of annoying. It calls me, and then I got to press one, and then I'm like, how long are they waiting while all this is happening?
About 25 seconds. Depends on how quickly you pick up.
Okay.
With that one. But yeah, it's not terrible. Sometimes I feel like the client, cause we obviously run up against that all the time cause we're dialing out. You know what I mean? And it'll say your name and the reason for your call. You know what I mean? This is Google Assistant. Like they say all that. So it just really depends on how quick you are. But do you have a Facebook page for the company yet? Or you still need you don't have one yet?
Not yet. Just Instagram, but I know a lot of people don't compad with that, so I do need to set up a Facebook.
Do you have a personal Facebook page?
I do, but I'm very political on it. I don't know if I want to jump into
that. No. We're going to we're not going to advertise your personal page. Let me tell you how this is going to work. During client interview, they're going to ask you to gain access to your personal Facebook page. We're going to build the business page as a derivative. Nobody will even know that the two correlate. So we can run the Facebook ads.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and take care of that for you. So during client onboarding, they're going to gain access to your personal Facebook page. And I promise you, it's not like here's Mitch and his very political life and here's his business. Everything's kept completely separate. Okay?
That's good, too. Okay. So there won't really be a direct tie. If, let's say, my current 9-to-5 employer stumbled across an ad, it's not going to link him back to my page.
No, sir. Absolutely not.
That's good.
Yep.
We haven't had that conversation yet. But it's not a non-compete for a different industry. So, you know, when that time comes, he can get over it. But
yeah, he can.
You know how sales
managers
are.
I do, but my sales manager is super duper duper cool. So it's just a little bit different for me because I created a jam and jelly business on the side. Even the CEO of our company like helps me to promote it. So I'm just in a really sweet spot, you know.
No joke. Pass that energy. I'm gonna take some of those vibes.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, my direct supervisor is one of my biggest clients for my jam, jelly, and breads. Like, he literally comes to my house and picks them up for almost every event that he has. He loves them. Yeah. He even has me sometimes cater dinner for his family, like his parents and stuff like that. Like, I just happen to be a really good cook. So he'll say, Amy, can you make me a blah, blah, blah? We're having a dinner here, whatever. And he'll just come by and pick it up. Like, he's one of my biggest supporters. So I'm super blessed
for
that.
What a support system.
Yeah. I've been with this company for 7 years, and I'm telling you, it's beautiful here. We really, really support each other. So I'm super grateful for that. I'm going to schedule your client interview. I have available appointment time starting as early as it is. You're on Central Time there in Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have available appointment times.
Eastern.
You're on Eastern? Okay,
I'm
I have one.
Eastern. I'm not over to Central yet. Go ahead.
The earliest appointment time that I have for you is going to be today between 12 and 1. The conversation itself only takes approximately 20, 30 minutes, but we block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. So I have appointments today between 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 4 and 5. Which time frame would you like? Oh, no.
12 and 1 is fine.
12 and 1 is good? Okay, cool. So what's going to happen, Mitch, is actually we're going to contact you from the 877 phone number, and then what's going to happen is I probably, as long as I'm not on the phone, then I'm going to be the one who's actually going to reach out to you and introduce you to your client interview agent. So when you see that call coming through from the 877 number, it's important that you pick it up. It will always be Local Splash contacting you, okay?
Okay.
All right. The next thing I have to do.
I can't issue payment until Friday. Is that still okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me see. Yeah. Then I need to schedule the client interview. When on Friday can you issue the payment?
Basically when I wake up. So what's a good time?
Okay. So I'm in the office. I'm in the office at 9 a.m. Oh wait, that's going to be 10 a.m. your time. What we can do is we can set it for a post date so that it can go ahead and bill. It'll bill before I get into the office. It'll bill when the bank's open, 8 or 9 on the East Coast. We just go ahead and load in all the information, and then I can schedule your client onboarding for first thing. Will that work for you?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So let me lock this pricing in and go ahead and assign the account. Then we'll take the billing information and read the voice verification. The voice verification is an added form of protection for you. So what it does is it goes ahead and that voice recording is sent over to your bank and everything is locked in. I have the billing information for the card that we're putting on file. The business address at this point is a home office at 1005 Patriot Place in Greenville, Indiana, 47124. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then what time do you want your client onboarding first thing in the morning? Would you like that to be on Friday at between 10 and 11?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and lock that in. You'll receive the email notification for that in just a second. The cards you're putting on file, Mitch, is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4427-5603-4069-1948.
Expiration month and year?
526.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
250.
250. I'm updating the profile, assigning the package. Voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Greenlight Independent Roof Inspection.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mitch Moto, owner.
Mitch, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
One more time, do I agree to...
Just let us know if you choose to move forward with anybody else. We would hate to see you pay for something twice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, more isn't always better. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, which is December 9th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 7th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service, we ask that you do so simply by contacting client support or myself within 3 days of the billing for the month of February. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
All right, that concludes the voice verification. So what's going to happen is you should have received an email notification at this point inviting you to the client onboarding. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N with your first and last name and your phone number. As soon as I'm going to work from home on Friday, so as soon as I wake up, I will go ahead and process your account. You'll receive email notification as well as text message saying, "Welcome, Mitch. We're so glad to have you." Okay, and then you'll get the terms and conditions in writing, which is everything I've verbally promised to provide for you, and then we'll give you a call between 10 and 11 to go ahead and get your client onboarding squared away, okay?
Sounds good.
The last thing is I do need to set a question for security purposes. If for any reason you or the missus chose to call in and make any sort of adjustment or change, they are going to go ahead and ask for the security question. Either your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We can go maiden name, Rivard, R-I-V-A-R-D.
R-I-D?
V, Rivard.
R-I-V.
I think that's...
A-R-D?
Yes, R-I-V is in Victor, A-R-D.
Got it. Okay, so that's gone ahead and locked in as well. If for any reason you were unsure if it was Local Splash contacting you for any reason, go ahead and ask a security question. If it's a scam or a robocall, they're going to go ahead and hang up the phone. They don't have the answer to that. Okay, we do like to protect all of your proprietary information as it is of most importance to us as much as it is to you. Okay?
Thank you. Yep.
All right. So everything is squared away, Mitch. If for any reason you were able to take care of the payment sooner, feel free to go ahead and call or text me, and you have all of my contact information. All right?
Do I need a personal number line or anything? Or
yep, that's coming over to you right now, my direct phone number and extension line. And, of course, everything has been sent out via email as well.
Okay. Well, perfect. I appreciate it. And one more time, what's your name?
Amy Nelson.
Amy. All right. I appreciate everything, Amy, and I'm looking forward to this.
All right, Mitch. I look forward to it as well. Thanks for your time.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.